The letter C. Cell memory. Cell memory is the total body of knowledge our spirit minds have gathered during all our past lives, infused and reacted to by every cell in the body the moment we take up residence in the fetus. It's the key to resolving countless health problems, phobias, chronic pains, and unmotivated, outdated small-mindedness once we understand the process that creates it. The basic steps of cell memory go like this. 1. Our bodies are made up of billions of interacting cells. 2. Each of these cells is a living, breathing, feeling organism, receiving and responding very literally to the information it receives from the subconscious mind. Under hypnosis, for example, when the subconscious mind is in charge, if we're told that the hypnotist's finger is actually a burning candle and that finger touches our arm, the cells of our arm will form a blister, exactly as they're programmed to do when they come in contact with a flame. 3. It's in the subconscious that our spirit minds live, safe, sound, and eternally intact, no matter how healthy or unhealthy our conscious minds might be. Our spirit minds remember every moment we've experienced, in this life and every other life we've lived, since we were created. The instant our spirit minds enter our physical bodies for a new incarnation, they're flooded with the familiarity of being in a body. And all those memories and sensations come rushing back. If you've ever returned to a place that holds powerful memories for you and been stirred both physically and emotionally from the jolt of the present colliding with the past, you've been through a minuscule version of what our spirits feel when they find themselves in a body again. As with all the other information in our subconscious minds, our billions of cells are simultaneously infused with those same spirit memories and sensations and respond to them as their reality until our spirits leave our body again and head home. Our cells, literal as they are, continue to react physiologically to all the memories from this life and previous ones that our spirit minds infuse them with, whether our conscious minds are aware of those memories or not. And so, by accessing those cell memories and understanding that they're part of lives and deaths we've already moved on from, we can rid ourselves of long-buried illnesses, phobias, pain, and trauma, and give ourselves a clean slate to work with in the incarnation we're in the midst of now. As a certified master hypnotist, I've helped countless thousands of clients unearth and release their cell memories through past life regressions. A few examples should clarify how cell memory can manifest itself in our present lives, and how literally life-altering it can be when we finally put a cell memory in the distant past where it most certainly belongs. A man who'd suffered indigestion and chronic stomach spasms all his adult life for reasons doctors couldn't seem to diagnose was permanently cured during the regression in which he discovered he died of stomach cancer in a past life at the same age his indigestion and spasms had started. A 4-year-old boy became inexplicably panic-stricken every time his mother prepared to take a shower. Since children are among the easiest regressive hypnosis subjects in the world, it was easy for him and me to uncover the tragic fact that in his previous life, he'd been put through the horror of seeing his beloved mother die in the showers of Auschwitz before his own life ended there too. It took a few sessions to convince him of the concept of that was then, this is now, but we got him there, and it was worth every minute. And then there's one of my all-time favorite cell memory stories. One of the experiences that made me a committed believer and disciple. Molly, age 10, had received a heart transplant from a 17-year-old stabbing victim named David. Months after the transplant, when the police had few clues and no suspects in David's murder, Molly began having nightmares about a dark figure in a ski mask lying in wait for her with a knife. Through hypnosis, Molly was able to separate from her fear, remove the dark figure's ski mask, and identify the face of a young man named Martin. Not a face or name she knew, but, it turned out, a longtime acquaintance of David's. The police were notified, and Martin was brought in for questioning. He ultimately confessed to the murder, all thanks to David's cell memory, transplanted and infused throughout the body of a girl who had the courage to tell the truth that only David's spirit could possibly have known. That's just a glimpse of the power of cell memory. More than that, it's yet another glimpse into God's promise to us that our lives really are eternal.